Hearing is a conditional use number 2295, Bones and Sons Heating and Air.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for indoor and outdoor storage of heating and cooling equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 4.03 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Conrail Road, which is Sussex County Route 546, approximately 606 feet south of the intersection of Hearns Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 544. The 911 address is 22135 Conrail Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 3, 129.07. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, please come on up. Here, give us your name, please.
Tiffany Bone.
Okay, Ms. Bone, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if we could, if you wouldn't mind, because we need to have a record to act on. So if you could describe what it is you're looking to do and maybe talk about the properties and the uses that are around there.
Okay. We live there also. I mean, you can see from the map, our house is in the front of the property. And then behind our house is a concrete pad with our garage. And then halfway through the property is where the heating and air stuff is. There is a big storage building with a concrete pad and parking, which, to be honest, there really isn't anything parked back there for the business. It's just when our employees come and get supplies, they park there momentarily and then they leave. So there's nothing there parked all the time for the business, but there is a place to park. And then behind there, there's some containers and sheds and things that store heating and air stuff. The main building is the main storage. It's got most of our supplies, flex, duck, anything that we need. I mean, I don't think I need to go into a long list of what we use in heating and air, but there's a lot of things in there. And as far as traffic goes, in our driveway, it's mostly personal. I mean, we don't even really have that much traffic for the business. The occasional supply house will deliver some equipment, and the occasional, you know, FedEx or UPS might deliver a package for the business. And like I said, we have one work truck. We're a very small company, so we only have three employees. Well, five if you count me and my husband, but three employees other than us. And so there's only one work truck other than my husband's work truck that even uses the property driveway. So there's just really not much going on. It's just, as far as storage outside of the building, old heating and air equipment, like furnaces, outdoor units, stuff like that, we do store outside on the ground until I can scrap it. And I'm the secretary / wife.
In addition to that.
Yeah. In addition to everything else that I do. Yeah.
Are there any other commercial uses around the property, or anywhere nearby, the neighborhood or anything?
Yes. Okay. We'll stick to the question. Next door to the right of me, if you're facing my house, to the right of me, okay, there's actually two businesses there. Okay. The girlfriend has a salon in the house, and the boyfriend has a welding company in his garage or pole building, I would say.
Okay. All right, then. Let's see if anyone else on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So it looked like there were some buildings that were the buildings that are back in the back,
mm-hmm.
Were they like brought in from somewhere else?
Yes.
like something, you said a demo, and it was demoed, it was brought there?
As far as the sheds that are still being put together, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't really look up close.
Occasionally, we have people that give us things. When we go to a job and it's being tore down or redone or whatever, we occasionally have people that give us stuff. So those couple sheds that are back there are sheds that nobody wanted, and we are in the process of reconstructing them so we can use them for storage.
So did this come before us because there was a problem?
I don't think it was a violations case. I think it just was identified as needing a conditional use.
So you all have been, how long have you been functioning out of there?
Moved into the house September 2018.
18. And then you've been functioning the business since then?
Yes, he's had this company, since 2009.
Okay, good. So, what was it you, so when did you discover or realize that you wanted to come and request a conditional use?
Well, it was actually somebody that turned us in saying that we needed to have permits and things that we didn't realize we needed.
So then it was an issue where you had to send somebody out?
It may be an issue where they weren't violated, but someone just advised them that they needed to investigated, and maybe they investigated on their own. Jamie can probably look it up.
I'm looking it up now. He's
looking it up now.
So I am very much for entrepreneurs and, you know, in business and capitalism and all. But I'm also have to be concerned with the folks in the surrounding area and the idea of bringing stuff in and, you know, getting around to scrapping it at some point would be a concern for me, because that can really accumulate. Do y'all have any intention of putting some kind of a building up where you could, you know, bring the stuff you're going to scrap and put it inside somewhere, as opposed to it becoming?
Well, we were told by the man that came out to our house that we didn't have to store it inside if it was an outdoor equipment. Now, as far as the washers, dryers, microwaves, things like that, that I said things are given to us when he goes to jobs, we did remove all indoor things off the property. Because when the man came out, he told us there's a list of things that needs to be done, and we did them. But he did not say that we needed to store our outdoor equipment in anything. So we weren't aware that that was something we had to do.
I mean, even
we would be willing, I would think, to do it.
You can't have a scrapyard.
Yeah, I mean, that puts it in a different category. Yeah.
And even if, to some extent, even inventory, aren't there conditions regarding inventory?
Usually, yeah.
So how are the neighbors? I guess we'll figure that out here in a minute. Neighbors. Now, if you were granted the conditional use, would you want a sign out front?
I was going to ask that question, if that was a possibility of me putting a sign.
Yeah, like
it's not 30. Something I have to have, though.
Well, we can approve if we so desire to a sign that's the size of a 4x8 sheet of plywood, 32 square feet on both sides, and in some cases it can also be lit. Would you want a light on it?
Like I said, it really doesn't make a difference to me if we have a sign or we don't have a sign, and whatever your conditions are on the sign is fine.
And you said that you have basically three employees in addition to you all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any other questions right now. Thanks.
Ms. Steve?
On the items that are outside that you said you're eventually getting rid of, what is the normal turnover time? Is there an actual, you know, it's there for this long and then it's gone?
Well, I would say no more than a couple of months is usually how long it sits out there. It doesn't take very long to disassemble them and to put them into piles of categories and then take them to the junkyard. So usually a couple months it sits out there.
Okay, but they do all go. You don't have anything that's been there forever?
No. Okay. No, and we also resell some of the things, too, that are there.
Okay, that was my big question. I'm sure that if someone complained. It probably had something to do with whether things were neatly stacked or not, so.
Well, and my husband's opinion is maybe his ex-wife, but we're just, we don't know for sure, but.
Well, we're not gonna.
Our neighbors around us have not said anything to us.
Okay.
We have good relationship with our neighbors that are right beside us.
Okay. And you don't store any toxic chemicals or anything outside?
No.
Okay.
No, we have, I would say the most toxic thing we have is refrigerant, and it's inside of the big pole building.
Okay.
In a box.
Okay, thank you. Those are my questions.
Okay.
Only one, did we cover the hours of operation?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
No weekend works?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Mayor.
I have a few, just for the record. When you have products delivered, that's not a tractor trailer or anything.
No.
It's just a box truck, right?
Yeah, it's like a UPS or smaller.
And your employees that come and go to pick up the product to take to the job, is that a daily occurrence?
No. No, okay. Usually they try to stock up once or twice a week.
Okay, now the materials, which I'm assuming is condensers and air handlers and ductwork that you store to recycle, which is a wonderful thing. Describe to me an area of property that would take up at a worst case scenario. And the reason I ask, maybe a fence would screen these items instead of the expense of a building.
And we have considered the fence just because the guy that came out said that if we had a privacy fence, we'd have less chances of someone complaining because they can't see.
It'd be nice to discuss a size so that if the commission chooses to make that a condition, we could say X amount of space for exterior storage contained in a fence.
And to answer your question about the size of the scrapyard, you want to call it?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at telling that, but I can tell you it's no bigger than our concrete pad.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Here's something you can probably relate it to the size of a parking space.
Like at the store, parking space.
Yeah. How many of those parking spaces do you think we'd be talking about?
Wide, I would say probably 5.
Okay.
And then long, yes, my car. I'm trying to picture my car.
Yeah.
Maybe two car
lengths.
So
probably 40 by 50.
Yeah, it's definitely not as big as our building. Our pole building, my husband said that's 30 by 50, so it's not that big.
So not as big an area as 30 by 50.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay. That gives us some idea of the size.
Yeah, that's maybe we can, if you're approved, maybe we can have a condition where it's a fence.
And
but we want to limit the size of it. We don't want you to turn the fence the whole yard in and turn it into a recycle center.
I did have another comment as far as storing. Once it is broken down, if we can't immediately go to the scrapyard, that's what's in the sheds and the containers. We have barrels that have lids that screw on. There's barrels and they're labeled like number one copper, number two copper, brass, wire. Clean wire, dirty wire. So the storage buildings, it's stored inside if we don't take it to the scrapyard right away.
It's great that you recycle these products and the things that you are given from jobs that you recycle those products or repurpose them to people of need is wonderful too.
Yes, we have actually repurposed washers, dryers, microwaves, furniture, anything we can get from the houses.
I'm a builder in demo houses, so I do the same.
Yeah.
Anything good.
And something funny, I actually got, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry, that was rude. I actually got stuff from my baby. He's not a baby anymore, he's 7, which there he is. But I was worried there for a second. I've actually gotten stuff for my baby when he was first born. We got a crib, a walker, a high chair. I mean, we just get so much good stuff.
So that's Bones and Son.
Yeah, well, he has 3 sons. My husband is 50 years old, so we have 6 kids combined. And so he has 2 sons with his ex and 1 with me.
Okay, outstanding.
Yeah.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Counselor?
A couple points. One, my guess is probably it evolved out of a home occupation. You know, if you all were there, and it was legal and it just, it was a good thing. It expanded, so you've got more business. That's probably the good part. The bad part, we just have to be careful on the storage of the equipment, because that does, it falls technically under the category of a junkyard, you know, under the way the definitions are in the code, and that's a permitted use only in HI, you know, I mean, the industrial zones. That doesn't mean we can't work around it, but we've just got to recognize that, and we might have to put some conditions on it if you're inclined to improve it.
Would like a time period to solve the condition, be a good condition?
Yeah, and probably some other things too, like locations and things, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
No questions for me, Mr. Chairman, but I can confirm that this did come in as a complaint, and that that triggered paperwork being served, which then triggered the application, and so that answers that question.
So the person who came to visit was likely the someone from our from your office?
Just one of our constables.
Right, okay, very good. All right, Mr. Hopkins, anything else?
No questions.
Okay, all right then, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2295, Bones and Sons Heating and Air? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2295? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2295, Bones and Sons Heating and Air?
We have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaFleur. I'm an employee with Sussex County, and I'm just calling in to test the line this evening.
Okay, thank you very much, Ann. We hear you loud and clear. Operator, is there anyone else standing by?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions, further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2296, Michael Milligan.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a towing business to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.078 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Justice Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 449A, approximately 0.31 miles south of Johnson Road, which is Sussex County Route 449A.